Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, you're very welcome back to the final part of Friday evening show. We are, 4 days away from the start of the 2018 Cheltenham Festival, and no better time to talk to Don McLean. Evening, Don.
Hi, Nathan.
Quite a setback then last night. Sizing John ruled out of the Gold Cup by Jessica Harrington, a hairline fracture of the pelvis. Second favourite, looking to become the first horse since Best Mate to retain his crown. A gigantic blow to the Irish Challenge.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's desperate, Nathan, for everybody involved in Sizing John. Like, he was, I know Mike Bite was favourite, but for me, Sizing John was the horse that set the standard. He won it last year, and he won it probably with more in hand than the winning margin. And Jessica Harrington had been campaigning him very patiently this year. He looked as good as ever when he won the John Durkin Chase on his first run, and then last time he disappointed in the Leopardstown Christmas Chase. But that was just 18 days after his John Durkin run. And Jessica seemed to be really happy with him for the last few weeks. In fact, all the vibes coming from the yard about him were strong. So no, it must be gutting for them, like, to, you know, to lose a Gold Cup. Like, he was only 7 years old when he won the race last year. So he was going there as an 8 year old, the reigning champion. He was the one, and we know that he handles the track and stays the trip, and he's proven in all the departments that you look for. So yeah, look, it's desperate. But look, as you say, it's a hairline fracture of his pelvis, so hopefully that can mend fairly quickly, and he'll be back. We have to do without him at Cheltenham this season, but all going well, hopefully Sizing John will be back all right.
Yeah, was looking to become the first horse since Best Mate to retain the Gold Cup. And in some ways, it's hard to underestimate how big a blow it is in terms of national hunt racing and its broader appeal within sport, because probably not since Cotto Star, since Denman, and before that, since Best Mate, have people had a horse that they could really latch on to, because quite often the Gold Cup winners have moved on and haven't been able to defend their crown or haven't been able to back it up. That having some sort of dominance in the showpiece race of the year is a really good thing for racing in general.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point, Nathan. I think the public latched on to Sizing John for whatever reason. Like, Jesse's obviously very charismatic, and Robbie Parr, his rider, was brilliant. He had such a spring season last season. And then, you know, all the celebrations in Moon afterwards when he won it, and Jesse having two other winners as well. So it all added to it, I suppose, the allure of Sizing John, and he's a horse that people did follow. And, you know, exactly as you say too, he was only seven when he won it. And going back, like, that's very young to be winning a Gold Cup, and it means that, like, national hunt horses tend to reach their peak at eight or nine, really. So to win a Gold Cup at seven, Best Mate won his first at seven. He went on and won two more. So if you're going to, like, it's very, very difficult to go back and win another Gold Cup after winning it for whatever reason. Historically, it's just a very difficult thing to do, and horses have gone back there well fancied and come up short. But Sizing John had a real chance of doing it, and, you know, you have to go back to Best Mate, as you say, and then before that, I think Lascargo was the previous horse to win two in a row, and that was back in the early 70s. So it's not an easily done thing, but he did have a chance of doing it. But look, Cotto Star won a Gold Cup, then lost it the following season to Denman and went back and won it again. So Sizing John, please God, hopefully he'll get a chance to do that next year.
Jessica Harrington still due to have our Duke in the race. Will that more than likely result in a change of jockey then?
Yeah, Robbie Parr obviously was committed to Sizing John, and Noel Feely, who's a very, very good rider as well, he was booked for our Duke, but I guess under the premise that both horses ran in the race. Now that Sizing John is out, Robbie's going to switch back to our Duke, and, you know, of course that makes sense, because he won the Irish Grand National out of last year. He's won everything on him. He obviously gets on very, very well with the horse. So, you know, the Cheltenham has a habit of throwing up stories, Nathan, so it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world if in Sizing John's absence, our Duke were to go and win it.
Yeah, certainly not with the sort of look and form that Jessica Harrington has shown over the past 12 months or so. It is still a week away, and so much can change quite quickly at Cheltenham in terms of jockeys and particularly trainers who are in form. But right now then, with Sizing John gone, Might Bite, odds of in or around 10-3, Native River, our Duke, Kiltulla Vic. Is this a very open Gold Cup?
It is an open Gold Cup, yeah. It's one of the most open Gold Cups that there has been in a while, and it's one of the more open championship races at the Cheltenham Festival this year. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about the other races now in a second, but the likes of Bouvardaire is a very short price for the champion hurdle. Altura is a very short price for the champion chase, whereas Might Bite even in Sizen John's absence, he's still 137-2 shot for the Gold Cup. And that's probably as it should be, Nathan. Like, Mike Bice, he does have a lot to recommend him. He won the RSA Chase last season, which is ostensibly the novices' Gold Cup. It's the three-mile Grade 1 championship race for novices at the Cheltenham Festival, and he won that. Albeit he tried to throw it away when he hung to his right going over the final fence, or just after the final fence. It looked like Whisper was going to beat him, but then he got going again. And I suppose you can argue that he had so much in hand that he was able to get going again and get back up to beat Whisper by a nose. On the other side, though, you do worry that he is a little bit quirky, and he had a very bad fall at Kempton last season as a novice on King George Day in the Felton Chase. So you just worry a little bit about him. He has been a horse, even as a hurdler, he had his quirks. So good luck. He's been very straightforward this year. He won a standout on his debut. Then he went and he was impressive in winning the King George. He only got home by a length in the end from double shuffle. It looked like he had a little bit in hand. Again, he was possibly idling in front. But double shuffle was a fairly lowly rated horse going into that race, or a relatively lowly rated horse. And Mike Bice only beat him by a length. So I suppose on form, you can argue that he could be a vulnerable favourite. I suppose on the plus side, Nicky Henderson all week has reported him in really good form. He's fresh. He hasn't run since December, and he goes there. He's the right favourite for the race, but I don't think it's as easy as just back the favourite and he goes and wins it.
The defending champion Bouvardaire does go in the champion hurdle, and as you say, one of the short price favourites in around 15-8 on at the moment. Faugheen second in the betting at 6-1. Are we long past the stage where we talk about Faugheen being the machine?
No, we're not long past it. Look, you'd love to see Faugheen bouncing back, Nathan. Like, to have a peak form Faugheen taking on a peak form Bouvardaire, like, that would be a race to savour. That would be fantastic. And you wouldn't know how that one would go, actually. But Faugheen, you know, his penultimate run, he was pulled up. Then last time, he finished second in the Irish Champion Hurdle behind Super Sunday. It just wasn't the real Faugheen. He wasn't far off it now, but it wasn't him. And I suppose his best performances were back in the 2015-2016 season when he won the Irish Champion Hurdle. That was his last run before his break. But even his debut this season in the Morgiana Hurdle at Punchestown, that he put up a really, really good performance that day, and it looked like he was back. So, you know, he's 10 years old now, so he is getting on. But in the back of your mind, there's that performance. He was nearly 10 when he put up that performance. So you can't say that he's not the horse that he was 2 or 3 years ago. That performance suggests that he does have lots of ability still there, and if Willie Mullins can harness that, and if anyone can harness it, it's Willie Mullins, he could run a big race in the Champion Hurdle.
Yeah, Patrick Mullins has been saying that both Faugheen and Duvan were in great form, that they're working very well ahead of Cheltenham. Were they saying similar things before, certainly with Faugheen before previous races? Obviously, we haven't seen Duvan for a while. Or is it a case, actually, that the issue is we just don't know with Faugheen and Duvan, no matter what sort of form they're in, how they're going to be able to handle being back on the track at Cheltenham?
Yeah, I think it's that we just don't know. And it's very encouraging to hear that they're both working well, and that's great. It's just impossible to know, Nathan, how they're going to fare when they get back. Like, a horse, obviously, he does an awful lot more on the racetrack than he does at home. But that said, Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins know when a horse is working well. They've got plenty of reference points there. So if Faugheen is working well, and if there's a chance that he could get back to the Faugheen of old, then that would be brilliant. And Duvan, likewise, like, you know, we haven't seen Duvan in a year. He went off as a very short price favourite for the Champion Chase last year. On the encouraging side with Duvan, he when he had his injury, he was scratched for the season. Willie Mullins said that the vets said that he wasn't going to run again that season, but then he seemed to come back a little bit, and actually he was entered in the race at Goran Park there a couple of weeks ago. So that's all very encouraging. I suppose the ground was very soft at Goran Park, so Willie Mullins decided to just go straight to Cheltenham, which is probably you can see the merit in that avenue to Cheltenham. There's no these days, and especially Willie Mullins, a long break is not a disadvantage. They can easily get them ready at home, so it's probably a positive that Duvan is going into the race without having had a run. He's going there fresh, so.
Will he go in? Obviously, they have Min in the Champion Chase. Willie Mullins already. Will Duvan go in the Champion Chase as well?
Yeah, it looks like. I think that's like it's the right race for both of them, Nathan. So you could argue that maybe, and they're both owned by Rich Ritchie as well. So you could argue that you could step one of them up a trip for the Ryanair Chase over 2.5. But the Champion Chase, it's a championship race. It's one of the four feature races of the week, and it's the right race for both of them. While Min won over 2.5 miles at Goran Park earlier this season, just like 2 miles at Cheltenham. If neither was going for the race, the other would definitely run the Champion Chase. It's the right race for the two of them, and it looks like they're both going to run the Champion Chase. So why not? Why not have two goals at it instead of one?
And who knows? Maybe things are just coming together for Willie Mullins at exactly the right time. Ruby returning yesterday, back fit. Some big decisions to make as to his rides next week. And with everything that Patrick Mullins is saying about the likes of Faugheen and the likes of Duban, the hitting form at the right time, maybe it could be one of those weeks for Willie Mullins again.
Yeah, look, he had six winners at the festival last year, having drawn a blank in the first 2 days. Like, he went into the meeting with such a strong team. He had no winners the first day, no winners the second day, including that was the day on which Duban met with defeat. And then he had four winners the next day and two the next day. So, look, you know that he's going to have his horses primed. And as you say, to have Ruby Walsh back is brilliant. Like, Ruby is a serious asset on any day of the week at any racetrack, but especially at the Cheltenham Festival, where so much matters, and space is at a premium, and it's the big man for the big stage. He just never, or very very rarely, gets it wrong at Cheltenham.
We'll talk to you again next week, Don, and we'll run through each of the day's cards in a bit more detail. But 4 days out, is there one tip you can give us?
Yeah, I backed Road to Respect for the Gold Cup a little while ago, and he's just continued to improve. He's only gone seven, so he's the same age as Sergeant John was last year. He won it, the 2.5 mile handicap chase at the Cheltenham Festival last year. He won it very easily, so we know that he's got Cheltenham Festival form. Now, that was only a handicap, so obviously there's a gold fit class between a handicap and the Gold Cup, but he won the Grade 1 race at Leopardstown over Christmas in a first-time hood, and he settled very well in that race. He did have the option to go in the Irish Gold Cup, but Noel Mead and Chickenstown decided to skip that and bring him to Cheltenham fresh, which, you know, again, was probably a good way. It probably enhanced your chance of winning a Cheltenham Gold Cup by going straight there from Christmas. So, yeah, look, he's got plenty in his favour, and as long as the ground isn't too soft, they're not sure how much rain they're going to have between now and Tuesday, but as long as it doesn't ride too soft, then I still think Road to Respect at about 9-1 or 10-1, I still think that's a little bit of value.
All right, great stuff. As always, Don, we will talk to you next week when we're continuing our build-up to the festival. Don McLean there, you can check him out, donmclean.com.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.